Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I have the privilege tonight to speak. I'm thankful for our pastor. Are we thankful to have the best pastor in the world? We're blessed. I know that we're blessed. I'm thankful for 40 years of legacy of pastor and Pastor Kim. And to have the privilege today and the responsibility, I feel honored. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor, for trusting me. And also, we are some spoiled people. We have the best pastor teacher and teach us how to be prepared, right?
Yes.
So I'm just thankful, Pastor, so much for the blessing that we have. And tonight, I want to share a little bit about a few things, and tonight is going to be a little bit different. So say to the person next to you, because you're going to be talking a lot to the person next to you, I'm ready to speak tonight. I'm ready to speak the Bible. So I'm going to talk that we're believing God that He is for us, right? That He is for our family, and He is for our church. And Pastor had given me the privilege to share a little bit also about what's happening on Church on the Rock Español, COTR Español. So I'm privileged tonight to speak about that. But like every time we start, we're going to start in the greatest foundation in the Bible that Pastor has teach us how to do it, right? Yeah. So if you have your device that you read the Bible, if you have your real Bible, bring it up and repeat with me, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I'll be taught the uncompromised word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came. I will not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. Every time that I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. Come on, give it up for Jesus. All right. What is COTR Español? You might have heard it. I want to let you know that Church on the Rock has a Spanish church that we meet every Sunday right here where you at right now at 2 p.m. And also we have lunch this last year, a wellness workshop class trainings every Wednesday at 6:30. As we meet here, there's like 30, 25 around. That is the average number that meets in the Family Life Learning Center. They have a workshop and classes to be developed and be in help. And that's one way we reach the community. So we meet during those days and we meet on this campus. But tonight, I don't want to speak by myself. I have some wonderful leaders that I would like you to welcome them and help me. So I'm going to call them up. David Moreno, you might have seen him. He's the events and food ministry coordinator. Denise Riano, that is the director of Bienestar, that class that meets on Wednesday. We got Ruth Maldonado, that is the kids director. And Doris Velasquez, that is in charge of prayer ministry, and she helps me lead a lot. She's my wife, by the way. The most precious woman in the world for me. But I would like to share what God has done in the last 7 years really quick. We have been amazed because God has been for us day after day. We launched 7 years ago on a room in this building that is called the Multi-Campus Purpose Room now. It's been called many ways. Right, Steve? It started a long time ago. And that was where we pioneered the Church on the Rock Español. We started meeting once a month and got transitioned to once a week and start from a ministry and has been evolving. And now it's a full-blown church. They have kids ministry. They have youth ministry, have outreach. So as you may see pictures there, we started and the impact has been having a healthy growth. Everybody say healthy growth. Pastor has teach us that if it grows really fast, it's momentum, and that can be, you have to watch that. But if it grows steady all across the years, we have something solid. And Pastor has helped us and believe in us because he has invested in this. And you, church, we're so thankful because you have put so much into us that we have been able to fulfill our mission, go out there and let people know that God is for them and that he has a purpose for their life. We have worked outreach all across St. Louis, and today the metrics are different, right? And Pastor has learned and teach us the right way to look at this. You might come one weekend and you see around 200 families, but no, families, sorry, I'm dreaming here. Yes, people around, but throughout the month, there's like 400 to 450 people that call Church on the Rock their home, Espanol, and they come and they're being equipped and they're being developed and they take the God is for You classes and they have been getting involved. So we have done everything from baptism to special event with Hispanic guests that goes to all across the world and fulfill stadium. We have been blessed from Pastor and from you, church, that invest in the Hispanic community, and that's a big pull to bring Hispanics all around St. Louis to come and learn and grow about their faith, right? Woo! This is a really good note that I want to mention. Church on the Rock is the first non-denominational church in St. Louis to launch a Hispanic church, a Spanish church. It was launched. Not just lunch. It was lunch with kids ministry. It was lunch with the youth. It was lunch with outreach. It was lunch to help bring families together. So it's been a blessing. But not only that, Pastor Step in Faith, and I know Pastor has told the story. He used to say, wave to the cameras that the cameras are there, right? So I learned fast, and I start saying, look to the cameras to the Espanol congregation. There was no cameras here. And Pastor stepped up in faith and let us know, hey, we're going to start a TV program on Espanol. I was like, all right, let's do it, Pastor. And with the lead of Pastor, we've been blessed to have the first Spanish TV program was launched from Church on the Rock on KPLR channel. KPLR channel 11 was the first ever Spanish program all the way. And it was from your church. It was from our church. We helped plant Telemundo St. Louis. If you know Hispanic, you have heard of Telemundo. Telemundo is like one of the biggest broadcast stations, and we helped fund it because we were the first program live weekly on Telemundo St. Louis, Spanish. So you are part of a church that has always been a pioneer, right, church? Yes. And I know you know this, but I want to tell you a little bit. That has been the impact on 7 years, but I'm excited for what God is doing right now and what he will be doing in the next few years. You believe it? Yeah. I believe he's going to do amazing. So, David, I have these people, and they're going to talk. They're not going to stand there. But I wanted to ask you, David, can you share a little bit about what God is doing through the Experiencia Dios Es Por Ti, the TV program, and with the events that you help pull all those things together? So what you will tell us, David?
Wow. We're super excited because God is moving like never before in COTR Español. Through the TV ministry, as Lee mentioned, we're bringing new visitors to our church and families that they're coming brokenhearted and they feel welcome here and they're finding God. They're finding their purpose, right? That is our mission here at Church on the Rock, right? To lead people to a God who is for them and help them discover his purpose for their life. So through all this, we're helping families in making this COTR Español their home. Through the events, remember at Church on the Rock, we don't have events, we use events, right, guys? And who doesn't like to eat? You guys were, you know, I love to eat. But last year, you know, we had one of our biggest events, which is Muestra tu Cultura. And that was a big impact on you guys, right? Because you got a little bit of our, to meet our culture, followed by some delicious food, right? All across, from all the countries in the Hispanic. But we, through all this, we're seeing a lot of lives changes. And we're hearing a lot of testimonies. And I'm part of that. You know, seeing these pictures right here in the background, it makes me very proud because we're leaving a legacy for the next generation, right? And we're so thankful for Eli and for our pastors for believing in us and for having COTR Español becoming the Hispanics' new home.
That's David is saying, like, Muestra tu Cultura has become like a cultural event for the Hispanic community in St. Louis. this year, well, last year in December, we have around 500 people that was involved in it. They came and go, and they're from every nationality, like Colombia, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Mexicans, and they get together here, and they discover a safe place where they can grow in their faith. But we have also take those events, and we have gone to the Cardinals Ballpark Village. Have you heard about that? Last year we went, and there were 25,000 Hispanic, and we were able to give tracts. We were able to connect people to God. So it's a huge blessing, an investment from you, church and pastor, to sow in and, like, let everybody know. In this case, we're letting the Hispanics know that God is for them and finding a place. So through the TV broadcast, we have a potential on Latin America right now that we get letters from people from the prisons on Latin America that share with us that they found God, thankful to Dios es por ti, God is for you TV program. We have the potential of 70 million, and I know you're about numbers and all that, what you're saying, Ali. Well, we're reaching the world like the gospel, like the Bible tells us, and we're doing it thankful to you, thankful for a pioneer and an amazing leader like Pastor, and together all of us are reaching every part of the world. So that's amazing, right? So it doesn't stay there. I want to ask Ruth, that you're the kids director, how we are helping young families, what the impact we're leaving in their life, and how can you let us know what we're doing for that generation also, Ruth?
I think right now we are impacting a lot of young families that are coming looking for a safe place for their kids. So the only effective way that I think we can teach them and see them or sow in them is by teaching the word, sowing the curiosity of how the Bible is made up and where you can find a Bible verse to help build up your family, or how many books of the Bible has, or how many books has the Bible. Mm-hmm. So we, working with kids, we had to be creative. So we do this event called Celebration of the Bible, which if you see that picture over there, is a little something from our countries. In many Latin American countries, the whole month of August, they celebrate the Bible. So we decide to bring a little something from home and adapt it here with the kids. And what we do is send home many Bible verses, the books of the Bible, and ask parents to interact and be creative with the kids. So, because to me, parents play a big role combined with church. So if we as a church and home do a great job, we will see great leaders, strong leaders, reaching out their generations for God. So last week, we also have a trivia night, which starts with a game, but at the same time, it's not a game. We are sowing in the church in general. So we invite everybody to come and have fun with us, but at the same time, we are planting a seed on each family. So that's what we are doing right now, and for us, it's exciting. And you, church, have been the spearhead for us to be here today. So
thankful. I love that we don't have a separate church. We're one church. Yeah. And what we do is, like, we learn and we bring it out and we speak it in Spanish. and it's so rich to see the connection. And we want to say we love you, church. The way you help us grow, the way you provide stuff for us, the way you teach us to pass it is what Ruth was saying. We keep generation to generation. We have the youth, and we also have a Sunday during the teaching, they go and have a daytime, and they learn, and Jose lead that ministry. And we keep connecting the youth of Uprising English with Uprising Español, and they go to the camp together, and they create community, and we learn to celebrate our difference. And and love all that. So we're so thankful for that. Talking about all that we're doing for everybody, we launched something that is called Bienestar 360, Denise, and it's a wellness-like workshop. So what you will tell me how the impact or what we're doing that we're helping on that side also, the community?
How many of us know that a healthy church is composed of healthy families? Mm-hmm. And that is where Bienestar 360 was born. We wanted to build strong families. And we do this one person at a time because our purpose is to help people overcome traumas, difficulties, challenges in the past, but also in the present. And how we do this, for the purposes is so that they can reach their fullest potential and their God-given purpose. And we do this by utilizing biblical principles with mental health principles. And we combine that with a curriculum from Focus on the Family, and in addition to my expertise as a mental health therapist. And we help people through topics such as depression, anxiety, postpartum, suicide. And we also strengthen families and relationships. For the past 2 months, we've been doing workshops on marriages. We want to strengthen the marriage, strengthen their communication and love. And we're going to be continuing these workshops to build strong families, to build a strong church. And so we're truly thankful to our pastors for allowing us the opportunity to bring these resources, not just to our congregation, but also to the community.
That's a blessing. And we keep building, and our goal is we will have Celebrate Recovery in Spanish, and we're going to keep growing, right? And together with the wellness Bienestar 360 class, we reach the community in a way that you don't have idea, church. I just want to let you know that you're reaching the Hispanic in St. Louis. They keep getting more and more here, and I'm so thankful that Pastor followed the voice of God to something that he's been dreaming for years, and we have been able to start doing it and seeing the life change week after week after week. Just excite me because people are definitely knowing that God is for them. Amen? Amen. So what we have done in 7 years, what we're doing right now, but I don't want to leave it there. I want to share with you what we're believing for you can go and believe with us, so you can pray with us, so you can invite those Hispanics that you're finding out in any grocery store or in fast food when you're picking up your order. They're giving you thank you, but that thank you is more gracias than thank you. And you're trying to figure it out. So today we'll give you resources, how to pray, how to help us reach them and invite them to your church. Amen? But I'm going to ask my wife here, Doris. Doris, what is something that we're believing? Like, what's next? What are we believing that God will do? And how us together as a church can be involved in that?
Well, I believe that God is for us, and He has so many amazing things for the Hispanic community. And we are so grateful that Pastor gave us this opportunity to like grow this church. And we know that God doesn't lead us back. He always leads us forward. And we are believing for more of God in our services. We can see like how hungry they are, and the opportunity for us to bring the word, the worship in Spanish is a whole other thing, because He gave us the freedom to know God, find freedom, and do like worship our God the best way we can. So I think that it's a great opportunity and a great way for us to reach our community and let them know that God is for them, that God has better things for Hispanics in general, and there is a safe place to come. Like I was sharing with you, when we moved, it was hard because we didn't know anyone. We were learning the language, but knowing that we had a church, that it was our family, That's what we want to bring to our Hispanic. It's like they have a home, they have a community that they can come, they can feel free, they can be themselves. They don't have to be shy or afraid because they don't know the language or something. So it's a great opportunity to bring families together. So I think God has the best for us, really.
Yes. Oh, so excited, right? I think we're going to continue fulfilling our mission, right? That is to lead people, doesn't look some sort, doesn't speak some language, to lead all people, right? To a God who is for them and help them discover his purpose for their life, right? So I'm just thankful for what God is doing, and I'm also thankful for what God is going to continue to do. And today, I would like to tell you some things. Can we give it up for them? They sold their talents, their specialty, and they keep serving God. But tonight, this is not, oh, we're highlighting Espanol, when we're going to highlight whatever or other stuff. No. Pastor generally wants to let you know what you're doing with your giving and faithfulness. And we all know Pastor. Pastor has and teaches excellence, integrity, and simplicity. So in a simple way, I want to add value and encourage you today that you can help us reach more Hispanics, and that also I want to give out the word of God to help you believe for what you're believing. I'm believing that the best days are ahead. I'm believing that the best day for our church are ahead, that God is going to use all of us like never before, right? So I'm believing God for my life, for our family, and for our church, right? So if I'm going to tell you in 10 minutes that I have that we can get out of here believing for more of God, Pastor has been teaching on more in 2024 in store for us, right, from God. I'm going to tell you one thing. What God can do in our life is determining what we are believing for. I'm going to say it again. What God can do in your life and in my life is determined by what you are believing for. So if I look, believing in God is number one, trusting, number two, leaning, number three, relying, number four, having faith in God. What does it mean believing in God? Well, you have to trust him, right? You have to be in agreement believing. We have come in agreement through all this service. And today, I want to tell you that we as a church are believing for what you're believing too. We believe that God is for you, that you're going to reach your potential, and that he's going to surprise you with many blessings this year. The power of God is manifested in our life by our belief system. Pastor said that all the time. What you believe is what you're going to receive. When our faith grows, we can do more because we're believing for more. So saying, I don't know what to do, bring confusion. But if you say, I believe in God, God will do it. And we're doers of the words, we're going to see it happening, right? So look at this. This is a story that we all have read. And Wednesday night is like the core, right? We know a little bit of the Bible, right? Can you agree? Have you, this sounds familiar, Luke 8:41, this story. I'm going to start. And behold, there came a man named, you have heard this before? So I'm going to move like you know it, right? He was walking, and I'm going to point out verse 43. And a woman has having issues. Somebody here has issues? All right, I'm in the same place, right? We all have something. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. Just the border. And immediately her issue of blood was healed. Some of us, I want to let you know that if we believe with the right belief system, with the right faith, the border immediately can bring what we're believing for. I just want to say that again because sometimes we got in this routine that we heard this story and we know it. But the power of knowing that just the border, just a little whisper from God can change. Just a blink of an eye can change mine and your situation because our belief system, it just excites me. I'm going to move because it goes further, and he's walking, you know, to Jairus' house, right? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. So I just want to let you know that God is aware of what we're going, but it's waiting for me and you through our belief system to release the power, to release the blessing. I get so excited because on this story, when it's getting to the end, that he goes to Jairus' house, they said that he got there and they were laughing at Jesus. Guys, in Jesus' name, I will find it right here. I read the story. You have read that story before, right? And I think it's right here. Look at that. No, I don't think it's that one, guys. I got it. In Jesus' name, it will say they laughed. I pass it. Oh, you know better than me, right? Okay. Thank you, guys. You guys know better. They laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Sometimes we have God in the room, and we don't really act like he got it. We're just waiting for God to show up when God is already in our life. The staff were reading a book that have opened my perspective, because sometimes we say, God is right here. God lives in me and you. He's right there. We just have to identify, to be aware that he's with us. What I love is that he moved everybody out of the room, and he said one thing. Arise. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. Sometimes we get surrounded so many things in our rooms, in the room of life, with the pressures of society or different things, and we have to remove some things in our life. What he did, he got into that room and he removed the unbelief, the fear, the things that are not from him, he removed, and he just spoke the word. Sometimes me and you have it inside of us, have it and know it, but we're just waiting to act without belief. We know the scripture, we know the word, but we haven't believed it enough to God move his hand. So I'm here to tell you that there's three factors that hinder belief. Number one is fear. Number two is worry. And number three is doubt. The determining factor to change your life and make it better is either faith or fear. Through your words, you move from fear, worry, and doubt to faith. Through your words. If you're acting but not saying the same thing, it's not going to happen. You have to say it. Today, I believe that we can go from fear and worry and doubt to faith and believing in God like never before. You know that we get used to see God is for you everywhere. And we think that that's normal. And we walk to the room and say, God is for you. And sometimes you just walk by and pass it. When you're asking for an answer that is right there in front of us all the time. God will never lead you back. He always leads you forward. And sometimes we take that for granted. And we see it everywhere. And it becomes part of our routine. And we take for granted that the word of God says that he can do everything according to his riches and glory, right? To those that trust him, that believe in him. We really need to walk like God is for us. There's people that need to see you walking like what you say. If you go to a church that the main thing in everywhere is God is for you, that every service finished with God is for you, the pastor has been 40 years of legacy saying God is for you, I think we can live by God is for us. I'm going to share some takeaways and that's it. Are you ready? Have you had fun? Have you learned the word of God tonight? Tell the person next to you, I'm believing that the bet is ahead. I'm going to give you promises from the Bible because we do what the word said, right? Here's our few. I'm not going to read them, but I'm going to tell you something about each one of them. Matthew 8:26. You can read it later. But what I got out of that is that you can't believe God and be in fear in the same time. Matthew 9:22. It teaches that the emphasis is in our faith and not on God's will or his power. The emphasis is in our faith, how much we are in belief, how much we are believing. Matthew 14:31. You can't believe God and expect the same thing. You cannot believe God and expect the same thing. Matthew 15:28. Again, the emphasis is on the faith, not on God's power. Matthew 16:8. When you can see God's hand, trust his heart. I believe God is working for us. He is for us. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto them, although canst believe, all things are possible to him that he believe. Today I want to tell you with all my heart, and we can go out of here stronger and standing on the word of God, believing that God can make all things possible.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.